When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you gorgeous older and wider listeners. Thank you very, very much for sticking with us. This isn't easy because we've been promising for weeks now to bring you a podcast via Zoom, which is very newfangled. Well, we had a go last night. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you're all most welcome. It was an absolute disaster. The sound quality was dreadful and it would have driven you mad. So we're going back to plan B, which is creating a podcast via our mobile phones on a question and answer basis. So this is Jenny in Camberwell, and I'm now going to hand over to Judith in Oxfordshire. Hello, Judith. I miss your face. I miss your packed lunches. And I'd like to ask you a question. And that question is, you know, like your hypochondria is off the scale in normal times. How are you doing now?
Hello, Jenny. Hello, gang. How nice to hear you, Jenny. Yes, last night was a bit of a bloody disaster, wasn't it? Oh, and we were tired and we were waiting for our coleslaw and, oh, no, it didn't work. Anyway, so here we are, bright and early, lip seal on, and, right, your question, your first question to me about my hypochondria, which, yes, as we know, is normally off the scale. Mind you, you're pretty close. Everything else apart from the coronavirus issues does seem to have gone away. So, for instance, my dry eye syndrome, which was really getting me down, which obviously got from you. I'm only joking, and I know it's not contagious. That was really getting me down before, you know, it came along. And I've completely forgotten about it now. I'm really okay. I did put a few drops in, but otherwise I'm fine. And the trouble is that obviously as a dedicated and rather conscientious hypochondriac, this virus has, yeah, well, it has proved to be quite time consuming, really. Just to give you an idea, I've kind of had it, in inverted commas, three times so far. Once it came over me like, just like a kind of flash, really. I was just listening to Graham Norton in the greenhouse, putting out bits and pieces. And it was like somebody had kind of knocked me over the head with a sledgehammer. Suddenly got, you know, a terrible headache, hot flushes, felt a bit sick as well, because I'd noticed that was a new one on the kind of list of symptoms. So as a result of that, I rushed round for about an hour, completely panic stricken, saying to my, right, you've got to listen carefully. You know, this is where my medication is. This is where the paracetamol is. I'm writing him lists about, you know, please make sure you do this. And I would like this when I'm ill, and put the food out by the door, all that crap. And then, it sort of subsided and, well, it was all right. Second time, I thought, do you know what? What I'm going to do now that I've got symptom 1, 2 and 3 is I'm going to have a kind of hospital bag by the front door, like we did when we were all expecting to go into hospital to have babies, except it won't be like that at all. And so I put in my iPad and a bit of perfume and, you know, bits and pieces from my wash bag. I thought, yeah, I'll have them all there ready. I'd probably have forgotten them, wouldn't I? And anyway, for God's sake, I'd have been beyond ill and beyond using them. But that made me feel better. Third time, which was last Saturday, I felt really sick and terrible headache again. So I thought, right, okay, this really is it. And a little tiny bit of a temperature. And as a result of that one, and as I'm saying this, I do think it's quite worrying, isn't it? I set up a sort of field hospital because I've been talking to my friend Anna, who's had it, and she's 51 and she's very, very fit. She's okay. She's out the other end now. But, you know, for 5 days, she was too weak to come downstairs. So I thought, oh, right. Okay. I've got it. So there was a bucket washed ready in case I couldn't make it to the loo. It was a sick bowl. There was lemons. I thought maybe lemons and honey and lemon, jars of honey and a kettle out of the garage, which we never used, all on a hostess trolley. that I was re-upcycling all by my bed in the bedroom. So I've now got a bag by the door and I've got my field hospital and shit. Do you think I need help, Jenny? I might do. That's that. So my first question to you, now that I've downloaded and got all that off my chest, is how's the daily art project going that you set yourself? So have you got all these lovely artworks that you're doing pinned up all over the house? Tell us all.
Oh, yes, my art. Well, my art is meant to keep me calm because, as you said, I do suffer from hypochondria as well. But mine is more a kind of hysteria and mentalness about fear and anxiety and all that sort of thing. So the art is meant to be therapy for that. Not quite working because I'm still sometimes consumed by panic and I really, really hate going shopping. But one more thing about health, right, before I move on to the art. I got my appointment. I got an invitation. It comes like as an invitation to a screening. And I thought, oh, maybe when this is all over, I've been invited to the BAFTA for a film screening or something. But no, I've got my invitation to a bowel screening. I'm not going to say event because I don't think it is going to be much of an event because it's a DIY thing. Apparently, I'm going to get a kit in 2 weeks. Well, that's something to look forward to, isn't it? I might be phoning you for advice. Apparently, my sister used an old Tupperware. Anyway, we'll discuss that another time. And in fact, I don't think they're doing bowel screenings at the moment because the NHS have got enough on their hands. And I'm trying to keep myself busy and sane by every day I take myself to the kitchen table and I do an hour of crafts and creating and just mucking about with paints and paper and scissors and, oh, I found a Pritt stick. I do love a bit of sticking and cutting and gluing. And of course, I've made a rod for my own back because I decided I'd put them up every day on Twitter. And now it's sort of, I feel like I have to do this, but it's good for me as well because when I do it, I listen to something on either Audible or Sounds and I really take myself away from it. And I'm really pleased with some of the results. And you can really tell whether people like them or not because on Twitter I either get loads of likes or absolutely ignored, which kind of makes me laugh. And then I get all upset and I think, no, Jenny, this is for your mental health and not you're not having an exhibition here. I am going to now. Oh, yeah. What about you, sort of arts and crafting, or are you concentrating all your creative juices into doing up the summer house, Judith? Tell us where you are with the summer house.
Ah, Jenny, well, welcome to the Bowel Screening Club. I think you have to be over 60 and obviously you've just got in. Well, it is quite something, actually. I feel going into the details of it might be just a bit sharing too much information. However, let's just say I've got it down to a fine art. But what I would say is post it immediately when you've done it, because I made the horrible mistake once of putting it in the glove compartment. I think I was going to post it somewhere and then somebody was going to get in the car. And then obviously I thought I had posted it. So that was quite an unpleasant thing to find in the car. Just saying. As for your art, well, do you know what? I don't think it's just mucking about. I think you're really doing some lovely stuff. And I beg to differ on the exhibition front because I think we're all going to want a bit of a look at all of these things all together. What I don't know is how big they are and where they are. I mean, I've got this visual sort of thing of are they stuck up all around your living room? Bet they're not. Jeff wouldn't let you do that, would he? But anyway, I think they're jolly good. They are good. They're bloody good. Well done. I nearly said, well done you, which as we both know is the kind of thing that everyone says to old people. Because I don't know what else to say. So, you asked me about my summer house, didn't you? And my arts and crafts. Yeah, well, at the moment, I haven't really done any painting because, as you say, I'm doing the summer house up. Well, it's been like a kind of massive Blue Peter make. I haven't stopped, Jenny. I have not stopped. I've got my lab coat on, which is my sort of overall thing. I've got my jewellery inspection gloves aforementioned that I sent off for, which have now become my painting gloves. I've got my clipboard. I do actually look kind of really scary and weird, like some doctor that's got lost. But anyway, it's coming on really well. I found a load of paint in the garage, quite sort of muted. So I've done kind of muted, pebbly sort of colours. And I found a lovely Fortnum & Mason sort of, you know, that turquoise, that posh turquoise. Made a horrible mistake with a can of bright yellow paint, which I've had to redo because that was really off message. But it's taking place really well. And I am about to upcycle a old standard lamp. I thought I'd paint that with the old chalky paint. And I also found an old standard lamp shade, which I thought I might sort of applique or something. So, yes, I'm very, very excited about it. And I go down the garden with my mug of coffee and my phone, like you, listen to a bit of Audible, you know, a bit of radio, a bit of news when I can bear it. And I'm lost. I'm lost in this world of upcycling, crafting, and getting excited about moving in. You see, arts and crafts, they are the lifesaver, aren't they? They really are. So that's me and my summer house. So my next question to you, Jenny, is I am wondering how you are managing without a cleaner, because as I understand it, you've sort of never been without a cleaner. So what is the state of your house?
Well, Judith, Jeff and I have had a conversation about the cleanliness of the house, and we've decided that as no fuckers coming round, no one can see that we're living in our own ordure. Let me be honest with you. I did send an email to my old cleaner, Dulcie, who left at Christmas to go back to live in Portugal. And I needed to ask her how to clean our floors on the ground floor, because it's rubber. You know that it's a black rubber floor. And I thought there might be a special trick. And there isn't a special trick. She just basically emailed back and said, you get a bucket of hot water and put some flash in it, you silly cow. Oh, she didn't say silly cow because she's more polite than I am. Most people are, I'm finding. Sometimes my temper gets the better of me and I can be very rude. Anyway, so the house is filthy. It's a bit depressing. I've tried some ironing. I told you that last week. I haven't tried again since. I haven't changed the sheets either since all this. I've got a big pile of white laundry, you know, sheets, all pillowcases, all that sort of stuff. And just before all this happened, I'd found this brilliant laundrette that did the whole lot beautifully, right, and all parceled it up for you. And honestly, it makes me weep when I think of that because I just can't do it. Jeff's quite good, and I keep sort of leaving the ironing board up in the hope that he'll take the hint, but he's very busy. We're very busy doing absolutely fuck all, really. We're doing a lot of titting about, and that titting about really isn't including cleaning. I bet your surfaces are pristine. Tell me about your cleaning, and tell me about your gardening. Tell me about your produce. What's going on?
Well, Jenny, all I can say is it's a jolly good job I'm not coming to stay. And I hope you're going to have the place bloody fumigated before I do next time. I'm appalled. I am honestly appalled. I'm a little bit surprised. Well, no, I'm not that surprised, really. Yes, I could have told you about the flash of the bloody bucket. I should think without any directive from Dulcie or me, you'd have probably got the hosepipe out, knowing you. And yes, I could visualise all the laundry piling up. You see, we are so different, aren't we? It's amazing that we get on, really. Because I've gone the other way. I've gone a bit obsessed with the old surfaces and the cleaning, so much so that I bought some professional sanitiser. God, I really have a pain in the neck, aren't I? I've got some extra duty heavyweight rubber gloves. And I'm doing all the kind of busy traffic areas that I heard about on the radio. You know, like the kind of kettle and the radio switch. Oh, you see, lots of people touch that. And the thing into the fridge, you know, the knob on the fridge. So I've got this little routine going every morning. I've got my bleach. And actually, there's a bit of a problem with the bleach because they'd run out of bleach at Sainsbury's pre-lockdown. And I bought this little tub of their sort of bleach tablets that you have to dilute to get to the right consistency. Well, I've never read a label in my life properly. And so I kind of guessed. But clearly, this stuff that I've got is like absolutely, well, it's probably deadly. Well, it will be deadly. And one of these days, I'm just dreading that I'm going to pour myself some of it instead of a glass of water because I've decanted it into a kind of cordial bottle. Mm, I might need to do something about that. Anyway, so I get me extra strong bleach out and all that business and all the work surfaces. It's all very, very pleasing, you see. Hours of fun. Hours and hours of fun. I think you'd call it titting about. Yes, we're both titting about. You're just doing different titting about. You mentioned your temper. Yeah, well, we both got quite a bad temper, haven't we? Which is might just explain why we were so good at grumpy old women. Mm, just a clue there. Gardening. You asked me about my gardening and my produce. Well, yes, I'm very, very busy in the greenhouse at the moment because obviously nothing has been planted out. And I do urge you, if you're doing the old potato trick, which I know various people were asking me about on the email, because yes, you can use just old potatoes and grow potatoes from them. You just let them kind of go all kind of, you know, rooty and springy. But you mustn't put them in until Good Friday. That is the rule because you might get a frost. So at the moment, I've got all my seedlings growing and being nurtured. I've got a radiator on that I've rigged up in the greenhouse because I'm bringing them on early. I'm going to have a market garden. I'm going to have so many bloody tomatoes, I shan't know what to do with them. Hopefully, I shall see you before then, and I shall come armed with my produce. So there's that little fragrant picture that I can paint for you of village life.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
So my next question to you, Jenny, slovenly Eclair, is how are you doing with social distancing? Are you learning the rules? Have you got the rules? Are people around you sticking to the rules? Where are the grey areas? And do you think that some of them will sort of stick as we come out the other end?
Well, as long as you don't bring your stinking pajamas. Nearly said stinking pajamas. I don't know why I meant stinking tomatoes. You haven't got stinking pajamas, but you will have loads of stinky tomatoes, and I can't eat them because I'm allergic, so don't bring me those. Bring me anything else. Oh, I don't like green beans either. You know those slightly hairy ones? I don't like those. I hope you're not growing those. I hope you've got lots of courgettes. I do like a courgette. Onions, courgettes, potatoes, I could do with. Oh, I did a very good celeriac slaw the other day, you know, because I've got this odd box, because I haven't got a garden, Judith, but I have got access to this delivery, which is all the fruit and veg that the supermarkets won't take. That's why it's called an odd box, because they're all funny shapes and sizes. And I get it's delivered overnight on a Saturday. And I wake up to this box and I don't know what's going to be in it. It's terribly exciting. And I got a great big knobbly celeriac last week. I thought, oh, here we go. Oh, but I did make a lovely slaw. Oh, you would have enjoyed that. Anyway, the question you asked me was social distancing. Well, it's London, isn't it? So it's a bit trickier than the countryside, I presume. But I don't know. You know me, I don't trust the countryside people because they like to walk two abreast, don't they, with the dogs and all that. I've gone very single file, especially if there's anybody else in the vicinity. I do expect joggers to go into the road. Genuinely, I have a bit of a problem. That's where some of my temper is directed to on the afternoon walks, because if another jogger goes flying past me with their sweat flinging up, their beads of disgusting sweat, I understand the need to run if you are that type, but genuinely, it is your responsibility. You are the first one. You have to get out of our way. Them's the rules. Apart from that, I had a slightly tricky time in a small Marks and Spencer's the other day because I didn't think social distancing was being properly adhered to. And I gave someone a filthy look and then I realised they were working there. And then as I came out, this woman came right up to me. She said, I think she might have said, didn't you used to be on telly? And she kind of had her phone out as if to say, oh, selfie time. And I went into sort of real kind of overdrive then. Do not approach. I went like that. Do not approach. So I'm quite, I think, Judith, that the shops that aren't coping very well with the distancing, they need to employ people like you and me, women like you and me, maybe with a pet Rottweiler and a stick so that we can really put people at a distance or set the dog on them. Talking about nature, and I love the sound, your garden does sound, it's going to be beautiful. I mean, you know, I'll enjoy seeing the photos. But did you see that bit of video the other day? And it was a village, I think it was in Llandudno in Wales. And they had goats. They had goats running around. Did you see that? It was very funny. And then someone took that video and put it to the one of the songs from, you know that musical, The Sharks and the... That one, you know what I mean. The one with the knives and everything. It was really good. Oh, God, I've really lost it. Anyway, have you got goats running around the village? That's my question.
Well, so much food for thought here, Jenny. Well, was a migraine? No, yeah, I'd forgotten about you in the tomatoes allergy. That's a bloody nuisance, isn't it? Because I'm going to have a bit of a glut. But no, OK, won't give you any of those. Hairy beans, you mean runner beans. And funnily you should say that, because up till now, I've always grown runner beans. And I think last summer, Mike and I realised, actually, they are rather vile, aren't they? And I think the trouble is, when you're growing them, there's not just like a few packets, there's like masses of them. So no, for once, I've gone the mange tout and sugar snap peas, which is basically just peas and you pick them early, and fine green beans. And I've also got some purple green beans that I've planted as well. So yes, watch this space. Do you know what? I'll tell you what, there will be loads of courgettes. There's always loads of courgettes because they are the ones that grow the easiest. They're pretty much indestructible and there's always a glut. So don't worry, there'll be plenty of courgettes. So yes, I'm glad you're impressed with the garden produce. Social distancing. Yeah, well, actually, it must be a hell of a lot more difficult in a town. I haven't been into a town, let alone a city, for ages. I've sort of forgotten what they're like. But even round here, yes, you see people, somebody coming and there's a kind of, oh, like, which way are we going? Which way are we going? Definitely step right away. But yes, the joggers are a nuisance because when I'm cycling, there are some people running and you think, well, there's a lot of droplets going behind them, aren't there? And they don't really move over. So yes, that is very, very annoying. Now, on your idea of the Rottweiler and the kind of cadet idea, the crack kind of social distancing team that you and I could form, we could, I think we'd get quite a lot of gang members that would be interested in joining. Do let us know. I mean, not that we're really going to do this, but, you know, and we could extend it, couldn't we, to all sorts of other vile bits of behaviour that have been annoying us for many a year. You see, I do actually think that we could be employed with things like that and be really rather motivated. Yeah, actually not hold the rock fire, mind you. So yes, the social distancing. I wonder whether, I tell you what is sort of weird, and I wonder if you're finding this, is because if I watch something on the telly from the old world, as it were, and they're kind of acting normally, you think, oh God, don't sit there. No, it's too close. Oh, don't do that. Oh, look at the crowded street. Oh, that's not allowed. And you have to think, oh no, it was allowed, wasn't it? Maybe it will be allowed again. It's a very, very strange world we live in at the moment. The goats. Yes, the goats were very, very diverting. And do you know what they kind of reminded me of? And by the way, I've got no idea what you're talking about with that music soundtrack. And I don't think you have either. But I thought, you know, a Charlie Brooker play would start like that, wouldn't it? We'd have goats wandering around a city and then it would be brilliant. And you'd think, well, how did he make that up? And it's kind of happened. Isn't that weird? And it's like that German Big Brother thing, like another one of his things would start, wouldn't it, with them starting the new human race. And you'd think that is bloody brilliant. And that is what's happening. Truth is stranger than fiction. Oh, I went a little bit philosophical there for a second. My question to you, my next question to you is, have you managed to get an appointment at Jeff's salon?
West Side Story, Judith, I've just got it. I'm surprised you didn't recognise my tuneful singing. Anyway, that was the musical that I was referring to. Have I got an appointment at Jeff's? Well, sadly, it's a Friday and it's impossible today. We're hoping to get something booked in for the weekend. But he says it's going to have to be a cancellation, especially now that a bleaching kit has arrived. So I'm going to need a double appointment. And he's just not sure that's going to be possible. Talking about nature as we were with the goats and all that. Well, I just wanted to say we've got foxes. Well, we've always had foxes, the London fox, but they're just strolling around any time of day now, gone very brazen. They're not waiting for night time. Oh, no. Whatever time they fancy, they're up over your garden wall, shitting on your patio. Anyway, before we finish the podcast, we're just going to do a quick roundup of things that have kept us sane this week, either on the telly or things that we're listening to on Audible or Sounds. I'm rather hooked on something very peculiar, and it's on Amazon Prime, so apologies if you don't have that. And it's called Project Accessorize, and it is a rip-off of Project Runway, and it's basically people competing to make accessories. God, I love it. It's rubbish. It was filmed 9 years ago. I don't know why I find it such a comfort. We have also just finished the 17 hours of Marion Keyes reading her novel Grown Ups, which Jeff and I have had at bedtimes to sort of lull us off into a nice, cosy sleep, because it's very comforting. It's very, it's sort of from, you know, before all this. Lovely, lovely big family saga. I probably mentioned it last week, but I do hugely recommend it. Okay, Judith, over for you for hints, tips, telly stuff, radio stuff. And apparently you've been looking at some emails. I'm going to sign off now because I'm very hungry and I don't know which I need first. I don't know whether I need food or the lavatory. Anyway, it's all becoming rather crucial. So I'm signing off. Love to everybody. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Do you know, I can really see Jeff as a sort of really posh hairdresser. I can see him, you know, with that kind of the really important seat by the window in some sort of Mayfair salon. Because he's a very natty dresser, your Jeff, isn't he? Very stylish. He's always got very trendy glasses. And there's lovely silk handkerchiefs that he wears in his top pocket. I think there's a job for him there. I think, you know, if it goes well in Jeff's salon, I think there could be a new career for him there. Just an idea. Not that he needs one. Yes, the foxes. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because we've heard some woodpeckers in the garden. Never heard those before. We've got there's the rivers and the streams around here. I can already see the bottom of streams that I normally can't see the bottom. Pollution, lack of pollution, it's already having a huge effect. Isn't that interesting? What is keeping me sane? Well, Call the Midwife, the back catalogue. That is my regular go-to 4 in the morning, can't get back to sleep type thing. And I'm really enjoying it. And I'm right at the beginning, you know, where Chummy arrives and she has to make her own uniform because she's a bit big. And then she falls in love. And there's that gorgeous boyfriend for Jennifer with that vintage car. Oh, it's good, isn't it? Oh, it's good and very, very, very soothing. And we're watching Succession, which is on, I think that's on Amazon Prime as well, actually. So you have to pay for it, but it's blooming good. It's full of these vile characters, sort of loosely based, I suppose, on the Murdoch family, media family. And they're all so vile that you don't know who's the most despicable. There's a bit of a competition, but it's very, very good. So, yeah, well, that's us done, isn't it? And I'm going to delve into the emails next. Otherwise, yeah, it's bye from us. So, gang, I've been looking at all the emails that have been coming in, and there's loads. I mean, at the risk of sounding like some terrible sort of DJ in a local radio station, there really are. Thanks ever so much. People listening in, Colorado, New Zealand, Australia, Stourbridge, Yorkshire, loads of places, and lots of very, very cheery emails. I tell you what, there's been a lot of talk on the emails, Jenny and Claire, about your comment that you made in episode 56, to be precise, about cunnilingus and it being rather overrated. Now, that has been keeping people laughing quite a lot. And so much so that someone called Wendy, she didn't give us her last name and you'll see why in a minute, somebody called Wendy laughed out loud and laughed so much that she nearly wet herself. She said, well, you know, yeah, join the club. Interestingly, Wendy also said that she had to take a lot of supplies round to her ageing parents. And amongst the things that they wanted urgently dropped off at the doorstep was a bottle of gin, a bottle of Stone's ginger wine, and a box of Tenor Ladies, you see. So, you know, there you go, Wendy, turning into your mum, like we all do. Lots of people also admitting having a crush on Patrick, who presents Sewing Bee, because apparently Sewing Bee is coming back. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. And yes, he's a bit of a pin-up, isn't he? And you know what? I think if we ever get an annual, which we bloomin' well should for the Older and Wider gang, eventually, you know, when we're out the other end, then maybe we'll have a little feature on Patrick. What do you think? The pin-up. Or maybe he could be on the front cover. I think that might be quite successful. Lots of people wanting badges. I'm really sorry we haven't sorted out the badges yet, but we will do in the fullness of time when the post office is working and when we can get all that sorted. And then finally, we'd love to hear from you, please, gang, with some emails about what you're doing in lockdown that possibly you wouldn't normally be doing. And if you feel like sending us photos, or just emails telling us about it, photos to the Instagram, Older and Wider Instagram. You might have to put a hashtag there, Older and Wider, I think. Oh, don't think I understand that, but Daisy did tell me. Put it on the Twitter thing, you know, do whatever you do to connect with us. Oh, do you know I am crap, aren't I? So, yeah, do that. And just a reminder that our email address is olderwiderpod@gmail.com. olderwiderpod@gmail.com. So that's us for another week of lockdown. And thank you ever so much for listening, and lots of love. And look after your good selves. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.